I do have diverticulitis. I don't know how to say it, but yeah, essentially they said the way you get that is if you're chronically constipated or you hold in your gas. I am not chronically constipated, so that'll tell you which one I do more often. And they're like, yeah, you shouldn't do that, just let it go. And I'm like, yeah, no, I don't do that. But you think I should, being that big fatty, my dad is just like, let it go wherever. But so yeah, I have to be more conscientious about farting. And I have to, they're like, do high fiber diet and that'll help. And
it's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Big Fatty, my dad, let it go wherever.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3124 of the BFO for Thursday, the 30th of June 2020, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I got more number one fan entries, and can you hear that? Can you, yes, everybody, we hear it, we hear it, we hear it, yes. Hello, Soilers B. Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your thirst is going well. Y'all, you're Soilers today, because I tell you what. I'll tell you why you are Soilers today when I tell you all about my day. Yes, be ready. Yourself is all better when there's happy music. It's true. Y'all, since I talked to you yesterday, y'all, Tuesday night just watching some things on the TV machine. Yo, young Nicholas stopped by. Big Freddy. Although I've been told he will not be by hump day night. Big Freddy, have you pissed him off? Well, I don't think so. I think he's very busy. He's very busy, y'all, he stopped by, and we chitter-chatted for a little bit, and then he was off to back to his Hatville, and y'all, I watched some more of the TV machine, and y'all, then I went to bed, slept pretty well. Old Whitman Tinker did not come visit, although y'all, I got a little warm again. Big Fatty, it's because you're fat. Well, I could lose a few pounds. You are correct. Got up on hump day morning. Y'all woke up about 8:30 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, it's overcast in Charleston. And so y'all, I rolled back over for a little while. Finally got up, got my newspaper, and turned on the TV machine. Y'all, you know, you got to see Miss Gayle King on the CBS this morning. And I had my coffee. Y'all, I did not have breakfast because, you know, Wednesdays when I have lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. So I got my shirt, no nipple walk in the morning, and off. I was off to the famous toastery. Y'all, I had, what did I have today? Y'all, I had the Brufkus quesadilla, that's it, with the sour cream and the homemade salsa. Y'all, it had eggs and cheese and ham. Seems like there was something else in there. There may have been a few little jalapenos. Big Fatty, you'll be blowing it out. But y'all, your soilers today, because y'all, after we had had brufkas, Miss Kitty says, I didn't want to tell you before we ate, but going up the steps this morning, I sharted, and it was running down my leg. I said, you must call it into the BFO for shart week. He goes, oh, no, you just tell it. I said, well, it'll be much funnier if you do. So y'all, we're hoping Miss Kitty will just stop the recording right now and call the BFO give us that Shark Week entry. Y'all, we need some more Shark Week entries. Gotten a few, but y'all, everybody loves to kerfuffle at a good shark story. Yes, Miss Kitty. And y'all, so after lunch, I went to the Von's East. Yes, Miss Kitty. Big Fatty, that's the new Von's East music. Well, I'm telling you why. I went to the regular old Von's East, but y'all, they have moved everything around on the shelves and aisles and everything. Y'all, it was like going in a new Von's East, and I was just confused by it all. And so anyway, but I went up and down the aisles to figure out where everything was, but I'll be lost when I go back next time. Y'all, I bought kind of shit this week. Y'all, they had the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the Thins, but it was the dark chocolate. They were buy one, get one free, so I got a little bag of those. Y'all, they had my favorite. They had my favorite English muffins, the sourdough English muffins on sale, buy one, get one free, so I got four of those, y'all. I got me an onion. I got classic. Oh, y'all, I got some of that Asian solid. No, I take that back. Y'all, that they had the what are those called? The Lean Cuisines, not Lean Cuisines, but whatever the regular one is. Stofas on sale for $10. And y'all, I have been having an urge for some cream chip beef. Big Fatty, how appropriate. You should eat that during Shark Week. Shit on a shingle. Well, anyway, so y'all, I got a couple of packages of shit on a shingle. y'all, I got a bag of the party-size Cheetos cheese puffs. Fried to a crackly crunch, of course, because they were buy one, get one free. Y'all, I got a couple more bags of that ginger solid kit. Big Fatty, because y'all, I had it the other night. It was just delicious. got a bag of that Asian sesame solid that I like. y'all, they had something. The Marie Callender has got something called a pub pot pie, or a pub pie, and y'all, it's kind of like a pastry cup, rather than a pot pie, but y'all, it looks interesting enough, and y'all, I had a $2 coupon on it, so I got the chicken flavored of that. y'all, I got, I decided I wanted to make me some of the little ham biscuits, over the weekend, so I got me some, shaved ham. Y'all, I got some flour so I could make some cheese cookies. And y'all, Big Freddy, you're running out of music. Well, that's what happens when they switch the Von's East around. Y'all, I got something white gourmet. I don't know what that is. Big Fatty, we don't know what that is either. Y'all, I got some. I was gonna get. What was I going to get? I was going to get some shake and bake, but y'all, I decided I just got the Von's East seasoned breadcrumbs. I'm just going to try that instead. Y'all, spent $47.38, but I saved $22.92. Yes, Big Fatty, and you ran out of music. And y'all, on my way home, I went by the Sam's Club, and y'all, I picked up a couple of things. I got me some I got me some of those King's Hawaiian rolls because I'm going to make the little ham biscuits. Y'all, I'm not having a Super Bowl party. I know it sounds like I am, but y'all, I just figured that I may fix me a little bit of those as I sit here and watch the Superb Owl on Sunday. It's just kind of my own little gathering. What else was I going to tell you? Oh, and I got me a rotisserie chicken. I'm going to put that on my solids. And, they had these little set of three lights. It was like $15 when these little lights run on a motion sensor. And, y'all, I got them to go on my back steps because it's kind of hard to see at nighttime, but they're motion sensors, so they don't stay on a long time or anything like that. And let's see, what else did I do? Big Fatty, we don't know. They had a 58 count box of Alka-Seltzer. Big Fatty, did you get two? Well, I should have. But y'all, it was only $10. And I thought, well, that's good. And I will definitely be burping that up. Without a problem. And then I went out to start my nipple walk, and y'all, I got a little notice on my cellular telephone telephonic device, you know, the iPhone 1110 Nada 1110, saying it was about to start spitting. So y'all came on home, and y'all, I'm washing my underpants, big ready, washing my clothes, and recording the little show. Yes, big ready. Yeah, Gussie, y'all gotten quite a few more entries into the number one fan contest. Y'all hadn't got one from a lurker yet, though. Y'all, the next one is from Smoking Hot Joe. That's Joe Zubia. And he says, I don't have many sports ball traditions, but I have one superb owl tradition. For the past 6 years, I have never won... I have never won the BFO number one fan contest. Let the tradition continue. Love, Joe. Well, Joe, thank you so much for that. That's just lovely. Y'all, Greg, who is Plan 9 on the 20, says, hey, Big Fatty, those of us in Kansas City have waited for 50 years for the Chiefs to get back to the Superb Owl. Please don't make me wait another 50 years to be the number one fan. Throw my name in the old colostomy bag. Greg B. Well, Greg, you're in there. And y'all then, Princess Hannah. Princess Hannah has weighed in. She says, I should win the contest because for over a decade, I insist on using the wrong e-letter address for you. Big Fatty, it's just sad to see him go downtown like that, isn't it? Oh, it's just sad.
Into the BFO investigative desk. Y'all, Dr. Stone has made me aware that Ms. Kim Beaver is two-timing on us.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it, y'all. We have auditory evidence of this. Y'all, it was not done. It was not done under the cloak of darkness or anything. Y'all, it was out in the open, and it was a national announcement of Miss Beaver's new endeavor. Listen for yourself.
The change comes in response to a new California law that requires more companies to convert their contract workers to employees and offer them benefits and added protections. Companies including Uber, Lyft, and delivery app Postmates argue that would upend their business model and eliminate the flexibility inherent to the gig economy. But the change is throwing a curveball at some drivers, including Kim Beaver.
It's just going to be chaos and frustrating for people. You'll be waiting an hour to 2 hours to God knows how long.
She and her daughter, who also drives for Uber, tried the feature the day it launched.
So we set it at 1.5 for an hour, got no ride. And then she's like, well, Mom, why don't you just go on to 1.0 and I bet you get a ride. The minute I hit 1.0, boom, I got my ride.
Dang, I say, y'all, Miss Beaver's getting her ride. Beep, that is vulgar. Now I cannot confirm nor deny that that is the one and only Kim Beaver, but y'all, it certainly would make me, if Miss Beaver, is Miss Beaver, Big Fatty, do they have the Uber and the Lyft in the Faroe Islands? I don't know, but I'm sure Miss Beaver can let us know. And y'all, I'm thinking that this may be an imposter. It may be an imposter because of this Kim Beaver had a child of driving age, and our Kim Beaver is, y'all, she's a young delicate flower, Big Fatty. She's a lesbian working in a canning factory and smells like tuna. Well, but still a young, delicate flower. And so, anyway, Miss Beaver, we'd love to hear your explanation about what the hell's going on. And, you know, we wish you well on your endeavors. And, you know, maybe you could make a Lesbyterian service where you go to the Lesbyterian bars and you know, it's just rent a plaid shirt and you know, you go over the Lesbyterians walk over and they hire your truck and you move them in together while they're still at the Lesbyterian bar and Big Fat, is that like college hunks moving junk? Well, it's very similar, except it does not involve hunky college men and Lesbyterians. Oh, they don't have junk. They have what do they have? They have power tools, and they have lots of plaid shirts. Big Fatty, is that Archer? No. Well, Archer has lots of plaid shirts, but I don't think he has power tools. And Miller Lite. They Big Fatty, I think you hit all three of the stereotypes, and a U-Haul thrown in to boot. What more could you ask for? Well, you know, we could ask Miss Beaver. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess y'all, a couple of more of these, entries, y'all. Blind Guy Jay has sent one in. It says, well, another year and I'm still hoping for that number one fan designation. Lots of love, Jay. Y'all, Bill, the number one fan, y'all, he's being greedy. He says, I want to be the number two number one fan because it's the next logical step in my Big Fatty contest career. Besides, I've earned it. God knows I have. Love you, Big Fatty. Y'all, Mr. Tim Kumal, the patron saint of the BFO, says, dear Big Fatty, I'd like to be the number one fan because the BFO help desk is always open unless vulgarity is happening, and if so, I'll call you back. Big Fatty. And y'all, then we've got Mean Keen saying, go Chiefs, glad you are doing this again, not because I have ever placed or showed, but your superb Owl halftime show is always better than the real thing. Big Fatty, that would be lovely. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, Mean Keen at the very end says, will also be an honor to be crowned as the number one fan in the same year the Chiefs do, I believe. Ha. Y'all, don't forget, you've got until 6 p.m. in the evening Eastern Daylight Time, in the only time zone that matters, to get in your entry for the number one fan contest. An e-letter and an e-letter only with number one fan in the subject line. 25 words or less. Tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan. I'll throw you in the colostomy bag, and well, we'll have the big drawing at halftime of the Superb Owl on Sunday. Big Fatty, it sounds lovely. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard my youngest daughter daughter, Nessa. Nessa, what have you learned?
Big Fatty, my dad, let it go wherever.
Oh, he crop dusted so much, I don't know why he went into coal mining.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.